70s, 80s, 90s, the OSHA 100 Morning Show. I'm Corey, in for Darcy. It's 8:35. Congratulations going out to Duncan Conrad. Duncan, we are going to send you to the Credit Union Place Songwriters event next week as a part of Music PI. I'll send you all the details on how you can enjoy the show from your friends here at OSHA 100. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a big week.
Tell me something good.
Hi.
Hey.
You want a little something good for me over here? I know how to spell crouched, for one thing. I just wasn't quick on my feet, Scott.
That's the problem.
it's the pressures. I don't know if you guys have been following, and I must admit I am a little bit biased, but the town of Stratford has started this new initiative. We talked about this in regards to other communities last year. Have you guys seen these kind of cascading poppy walls, these art installations that different communities across Canada and really around the world have installed during their Remembrance Day services? Yes? Have you guys seen that? Locally, the Wellington Legion had done an installment last year that was just gorgeous. And basically how it works is that community members came together and they crocheted or knit these poppies that were then adhered to a kind of netting or whatever surface to kind of display them as part of the services. So the town of Stratford decided to implement this initiative, and it's a very new initiative, and the uptick in interest has been overwhelmingly positive, and it's so incredible to see people come together knowing that they can contribute and participate, connect with others, and it's even drawn interest from residents outside the town. So I just love seeing these things come together that are so tangible that we can see that somebody's interested in and participating in honoring our veterans and just being a part of something that represents our community. So town of Stratford and the Poppy Initiative and all of those people who are doing it and are going to continue to do it, absolutely something good.
Tell me something good.
With Darcy, Jill, and Scott, the OSHA 100 Morning Show.
When things get tough, Islanders and Canadians